from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Bible reading today is from 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 33. And there we read, "And the king lamented over Abner and said, Died Abner as a fool dieth." These words were uttered by King David as he attended the funeral service of Abner, the captain of Saul's army. The Bible tells us that Abner was the captain of Saul's army, and after the death of Saul, Abner still supported his son, who was called Ish-bosheth. This in turn led to further conflict between the house of David and the house of Saul. However, in due time, Abner makes a peace accord with David in order to prevent more loss of life between the two sides. And it is after this that Abner is slain by Joab, the captain of David's forces, outside the city of Hebron. Now, Joab killed Abner out of revenge and jealousy. In a previous battle, Abner had slain Joab's brother. And then, with this peace agreement, there was a prospect that David might now make Abner the captain of his forces. And this is why Joab took Abner's life. Now, the death of Abner had great effect upon David. And David himself said, "A prince and a great man is fallen this day in Israel." Yet despite such love and respect, David also says, "Died Abner as a fool dieth." Why did David make such a statement? Well, the scripture shows three reasons why Abner died a fool. And it is these reasons that I want to consider with you. For such reasons are also a picture of how many in this world foolishly die in their sin and go out into a lost eternity without Christ as their Saviour. First of all, the reason why Abner died was because he was deceived. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 26 and 27, we read, "And when Joab was come out from David, he sent messengers after Abner, which brought him again from the well of Sirah, but David knew it not. And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate quietly and smote him under the fifth rib, that he died for the blood of Asahel his brother." Such words show us how Abner was slain under the pretense of a false peace. Abner was so deceived that he did not remember that Joab had already tried to kill him in revenge for Asahel. Also, Abner's deception meant that he was unaware of Joab's jealousy, because Joab was afraid that he might now lose his position as captain of David's forces. And it's because of this that Joab speaks with Abner outside the gate of Hebron. There Joab talks like a shrewd politician, and there he slays Abner in deception. And just as Joab deceived Abner, so the devil, who is the arch enemy of every soul, is deceiving sinners. The result is that many are perishing in their sin and going out of this world into a lost eternity in hell. The devil enchants the souls of mankind with sin and the pleasures of this world. He fools mankind into thinking that sin is harmless. Yet the Bible says, "Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." And it is the case that people die without their sins forgiven and are lost in hell. Also, the devil uses the things of religion to deceive souls and bring them down to hell. In this country alone, many are deceived into thinking that by church going, by church ordinances, or by simply reading their Bible, or by simply saying their prayers, that they can be saved and taken to heaven. And for that reason, they will not come to Christ for salvation. It is as in our Saviour's day when he said in John 5, verse 40, "And you will not come to me that you might have life." And the devil uses the enchantment of unbelief. Some are deceived into thinking that there is no heaven, no hell, no sin, no God. How wrong they are. Psalm 14, verse 1 says, "The fool have said in his heart, there is no God." Unsaved listener, the question that I ask you is, which of these categories applies to you? Are you blinded by sin, by false religion, or by unbelief? If you die under the guile of such deception, then your soul will be lost. Psalm 9, verse 17 says, "The wicked shall be turned unto hell, and all nations that forget God." This will be your end, and like Abner, you will have died a fool. But secondly, Abner died a fool because he was not far from safety. Verse 27 says, "And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate." Under the law of God in Israel, Hebron was a city of refuge, a safe hiding place for anyone who had killed accidentally or unintentionally. And it was also a safe refuge for anyone who had killed another in battle. Here such a person could not be harmed by anyone seeking to avenge their slain. Therefore, if Abner had been inside the city, Joab could not have harmed him. Now, whenever we think of Hebron as a city of refuge, we have a wonderful picture of Jesus Christ, who is the only refuge and Saviour of sinners. The prophet Isaiah says of Christ that he shall be in hiding place, a covert, the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. This is why Christ himself could say in Luke 19, verse 10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost," by trusting in Christ. The penitent sinner is safe from the devil, the enemy of the soul. Speaking of our Lord, the Bible says he is the one that can destroy him that have the power of death, that is, the devil. Through faith in Christ, the penitent sinner can be delivered from sin's condemnation and hell, and know pardon for sin and peace with God, and the gift of eternal life in heaven. And such blessings were purchased for us by the death and shedding of Christ's blood upon the cross at Calvary. John 10, verse 10, the Lord says, I am come, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Unsaved listener, come to Christ today and trust in him, and he shall be the eternal refuge for your soul. Don't be like Abner, who died near to the place of salvation. For many there are who perish in their sin near to the kingdom of God. This is how it was with King Abner, for he said to Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Agrippa, like Abner, was almost saved but lost. You may be near to the kingdom of God, near to trusting in Christ, but being near will not save you. No, your faith must be in Christ alone if you are to be saved. But thirdly, Abner died a fool because he misused his opportunity. In verse 34 of this chapter, David says of Abner, thy hand was not bound, nor thy feet put in fetters. Abner had opportunity and had freedom and liberty to enter the city of refuge, but sadly he waited to listen to Job, and this delay sealed his ruin. Likewise, there are many like Abner who misuse their opportunity for being saved. They put the vital matter off to another time, but that time never comes. There are many in this land, they have a Bible, they hear faithful preaching, they have the witness of family and friends who are Christians, and through these things they are warned of their need to be saved. But alas, they don't get saved, they misspend their opportunity. Death comes, and swiftly they perish without Christ. The Word of God says, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. As you listen today, and if you are still not saved, still not on your way to heaven, then I say to you, do not put off the vital matter of your soul's salvation a moment longer, for none of us know what a day may bring forth. Choose Christ today. Trust in him today for the salvation of your soul. The Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to call upon Christ to save you, lest you die like a fool as Abner did, one who misspent his opportunity to be saved. I trust that it shall not be the same of you who are listening this morning. Thank you for listening, and may God's blessing be your portion.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.